For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. We're going to hear now about an unusual effort that's been taking place in southern Kentucky over the past month. When a group of sixth grade students at Franklin Simpson Middle School became aware of the number of economically disadvantaged families in their area, they decided to do something about it. They put the word out to individuals and businesses to donate any and all unused items that could be given away to the needy. After collecting thousands of such items, the children are holding what they're calling a free sale tomorrow at Franklin Simpson Middle School, where those items are to be given away. Cheyenne Brown is the sixth grade social studies teacher overseeing the effort.
This year we started the Leader in Me program at our school, and the students just decided that they wanted to make a difference even though they were children. So we organized this event. It's called Kids Caring for Our Community, and it's this Saturday at Franklin Simpson Middle School Gym. We've just collected thousands and thousands of items ranging from clothes to shoes to household appliances to computers, televisions, furniture, and we just want to open the door to anyone in any community that's in need.
Brown says her students printed over 4,500 flyers promoting the event, set up drop boxes for items at local businesses, and got the word out through social and traditional media outlets. Brown also says some of her students involved in the project come from economically disadvantaged homes themselves, yet those same students have donated items to be given away at tomorrow's event. Brown had some of her sixth graders lined up to speak with us when we called about the free sale.
I'm going to let you speak to Lily Spears first.
Okay. Lily, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What made you want to get involved in this project? Tell me about that.
I just thought it was a good cause and that everybody could help in some way. And I've been helping Ms. Brown put some stuff, get some stuff organized that people donated. And I'm also going to help on Saturday with the actual event. Next, Maddie Arnie is going to talk to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, is this Maddie?
Yes.
My name's Kevin Willis. It's nice to speak with you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you.
What sort of encouraged you, or what got you wanting to be involved in this project that you guys have been doing for these past months?
This past summer, I was feeding to the hungry at a building near the Boys and Girls Club, and I realized how many poor people there are in Franklin and around here. And when Ms. Brown brought up the charity, I thought it was a good idea. And now, Meredith Fraby.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Meredith?
Yes.
Talk about how the class maybe, you know, has worked together, and what's that been like for you maybe to come together with some of your classmates to sort of work towards this common goal?
It's really been humbling for me because everyone has been able to work together for a common goal. People who have never gotten along before have been able to get along and work together, and it's just really amazing to see people work together for a common goal like that.
Well, Meredith, you're exceptionally well-spoken, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you. Okay. And Ann Reed, for she, would like to talk to you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hey, Ann, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. What caught your imagination? What made you want to be a part of this?
I didn't know there was, like, so many people, like, that didn't have what I had, and I've always wanted to help out, so it really caught my attention when she said we were going to be a part of it.
We've been speaking with Lily Spears, Maddie Arnie, Meredith Raby, and Ann Reed Forshey, sixth grade students in Franklin Simpson Middle School, who are part of a group called Kids Caring for Our Community. Along with teacher Cheyenne Brown, the group collected thousands of items that will be given away tomorrow to the needy at an event at the Franklin Simpson Middle School from 8 a.m. to noon. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.